few minutes.
Or just...
A minute.
Huh?
A second.
Okay. And this part of my head is falling on.
Falling.
And this is my...
Yeah.
And on a man, hair here would be called a...
Whispers.
Or a...
Dead.
And this is my...
Yeah.
Which one?
I see, that's your left ear.
And this is my...
Right ear.
And this is my...
My lips.
Or the whole thing is my...
Mouth.
And this is my...
Throat.
Or the whole thing is the...
Neck.
Okay. What about Google? What does that mean?
That's something inside your throat there that you swallow with.
What do you call that?
I'm letting the hole go to your goozle.
These are your
teeth.
And this is one.
Two.
And the flesh around your teeth is your...
Gums.
And this is my...
Hand.
And I have two.
Two hands.
And this part of the hand.
And the palm.
And this is a...
Fist.
And two.
Two fists.
And a place where the bones come together.
The joints.
And on a man, this part is the...
Chest.
And these are the...
Shoulders.
And this is the...
Leg.
And this is the...
Foot.
And I have two.
Have 2 feet.
And this sensitive bone here is the...
Yeah, chin bone.
If you, I get down in this position, you say,
You're stooping or squatting.
Okay. Can I hear the expression, hump? And, say if someone's been sick for a while, you say, well, he's up and about. Say if someone has been sick for a while, you say, well, he's up and about now, but he still looks a bit...
Still looks a little bad.
Someone who's in good shape, you say he's big and...
Big and strong.
Okay. What about stout?
He's too fat. That's not bad, Lord, that's one. Too stout.
Someone who's real easy to get along with, you say
he's easy to get along with, I reckon.
Jerry.
Agreeable.
Okay. And someone like a teenage boy who just seems to be all arms and legs, you say that he's okay. What about someone who's always dropping things?
Nervous.
Or you say he's always falling and dropping things and
careless.
A person that just keeps on doing things that don't make any sense.
I wouldn't want to say he's crazy.
Never call him a fool.
That's a pretty common. I don't know.
And someone who has a lot of money but never spends any money, you'd say that he's a
tight.
Or you'd call him a.
He's a tight. I'll sew it all.
And someone, if you say that a person is common, what does that mean? And
that's a common expression. Common, but I don't know what the word common means exactly. That's a common ordinary.
Is it insulting?
No, I wouldn't think so.
Say if you're talking about an older person who still got around real well and didn't show his age, you say that he's mighty what for his age?
He's mighty active for his age.
Any other word?
Well, he holds his age. He holds his looks good or well.
Uh-huh. You say peppy or spry or anything like that?
I call him what?
Peppy or spry.
I've heard the word named peppy. Yeah, spry. Yeah, I know what you mean.
Okay. And say if your children were out later than usual, you say, well, I don't guess there's anything wrong, but still I can't help feeling a little...
Uneasy.
And you might say, it's going to be all right, just don't
worry about it.
You might say, I'm not going to go upstairs in the dark, huh?
I'm not going to do what?
Go upstairs in the dark, huh?
Turn the lights on.
Or because I'm, what?
Scared.
And you might say, well, I don't understand why she's scared now. She isn't the expression used to be, which I don't understand.
Probably so. She didn't used to be.
And you might say, there's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lindsay, but sometimes she acts kind of... You say, there's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lindsay, but... Sometimes she acts kind of...
Funny.
Okay. Would you ever use the word queer?
Peculiar? Queer?
What does that word queer mean?
I don't know.
The playing name of New Hampshire has a song like lead in the fourth trio. Rhode Island, which is one, lost, and tied, is now 5 for Vermont, 7-7 in the fourth trio.